Next Tuesday is not only Election Day, it's the start of a new season for the National Basketball Association. Just as voters will be deciding the fate of political candidates, sports fans will be passing judgment on a style of play that fell short in international competition. Commentator Frank DeFord says the NBA may face a skeptical audience.
Will fans really pay top ticket to watch a game of lesser quality so long as it's just a good rivalry? That specifically is the question the National Basketball Association must answer as it begins its new season, because now everybody understands that the NBA isn't all that it's cracked up to be. After the United States struggled to win just a bronze medal at the Olympics, even NBA Commissioner David Stern ruefully admitted that the great American Basketball League in the country where the sport was born may no longer be, quote, the gold standard of hoops. Oh, well, the commissioner can take heart. The English have kept going to see soccer in England long after other folks got better at the game England created. The NBA has a more substantial image problem, though, because Americans watching the Olympics saw that not only aren't we Yanks the unqualified best at hoops any longer, but other people play a sweeter, more attractive game. They can actually make shots that aren't dunks. By comparison, the American Ryder Cup team was every bit as much a disappointment as the U.S. Olympic basketball team, but nobody said the Europeans played golf any differently than we did. It was just that the Europeans played better than we did. Well, that and the fact that even though Europe is a babble, while the United States is all one nation under God, indivisible, for some reason, at least as far as our male golfers and basketball heroes are concerned, we don't play very well together. The United States national teams just don't seem to unite very well. Even the Wall Street Journal was so disturbed by our all-blue-chip lineup in Athens that it felt obliged to editorialize about our national team's style as ugly, its attitude as whine and gripe, and its game as deteriorating into inside wrestling and one-on-one showboating. With that, the Journal instantly found more of a consensus in its taste for basketball than for politics. Having watched foreigners who can shoot and can pass and can cut and can play as teams, will American ticket buyers continue to pay to accept the neo-American version of the old original American game? Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe as long as teams wear hometown jerseys, the spirit of competition is enough and the relative quality of play is only incidental. After all, we love our college rivalries more than any other country, even though we recognize that the worst pro teams could clobber our best college teams. The NBA is very lucky this season that just when its attractiveness has been called into question, the National Hockey League has gone on strike, so more attention will now by default fall to pro basketball. But there's the other possibility, that once fans start to believe that it's just another circus and not the greatest show on earth, they won't be as likely to pay to get into the tent, will they?
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.